Egyptians in Cairo commemorate the deaths of protesters killed 2 years ago. They also seek reforms, with many in the crowd calling for the power of the security forces to be curbed. But clashes between warring parties have once again brought to light the deep state of polarization in Egyptian society.
We do not care about neither Sisi nor Morsi. All we want is justice be obtained for all those who sacrifice their lives for the sake of the revolution to succeed.
Hours after interim prime minister inaugurated a monument commemorating those killed during the revolution, protesters destroyed the monument, saying that justice needs to be served and those who killed unarmed demonstrators must be put behind bars.
I'm here against the military rule and I'm against granting power to Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. I'm also calling for the trial of Abdel Fattah al-Sisi for all the atrocities he committed.
Critics of the government say it is returning Egypt to the repression of the Mubarak era, which it denies. The uncertainty has hammered investment and tourism. Billions of dollars from Persian Gulf Arab allies have at the same time kept the economy afloat, but critics say the government needs to come up with a long-term plan to improve the economy and public welfare. Protesters here in Tahrir are calling for justice after 3 years of revolution. They're saying that the country will never move forward until all those who are responsible for all these wrongdoings end up in jail. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.